This week is Parshas Pasuk Kosai, can be found on page 708 in the Aruch Chumash. Let's just read through the first Pasuk, and then I'll give you what the Or HaChaim does on this Pasuk, because it's really incredible. In B'chukosai te'lechu v'yes mitzvosai tishmeru v'asisem osam. That if you will follow my decrees and observe my commandments and perform them, then the Torah lists a number of brachos which will follow. And of course that takes us to Pasuk, through Pasuk Gimel, where you have the positive things which will follow. And with Pasuk Gidal, you have the tochacha of this parsha, which goes until the end of the parak, until the end of parak Chavav. And then there's one more parak which discusses Erechin and the values of people in terms of what it means with respect to making donations to the Mishkan. So the Or HaChaim actually doesn't say anything on Parak of Zion. He only talks on Parak of Vav. And so therefore, of course, the things which we're going to be looking at will be from there. But what the Or HaChaim does is at the very beginning, on the words in B'chukosai Te'lechu, he actually gives, and I had to count, 42 perushim on like basically varts, right? Different divrei Torah that you can extract and extrapolate from the words in B'chukosai Te'lechu. Okay, now I could have had the whole class go through as many of those as possible, but then we wouldn't get anywhere. I mean, we'd get a lot of vorts on Imbuchukosai Telechu. So instead, I opted just to give you about 10 of them, and I think. And so we'll go through them, and if you had enough, just say uncle, and we'll move on. Okay, right. Okay. So that's what we're gonna do. So basically, that's the first two pages in the archive. So you can take a look at the packet now, and you can put the chumash aside. Imbuchukosai Telechu. But I was calling him Amruzal. So he says, one thing if you want to say, I understand what that means. What is the phrase in B'chukosai? In B'chukosai, he says, first pshat is, Lios Amelim B'Torah, Adkan. That the Torah's Kohanim, the Midrash on Vayikra says that in B'chukosai Telechu, like to walk in the ways of God's Chukim, that is to be involved in Torah. V'tam shkara kasuv Amel Torah. So what? And the reason the Torah calls this amelus in the Torah echok, mitzvah afil lemod varim shilim dam pa'amayim v'gimel v'imetu mitzlo. That the idea of amelus b'Torah means that you're learning things even that you know already, or even that you've learned before, so that they should be nituim. What is nituim?
Implanted,
right? It needs to become part of us, and that's one of the beauties of Torah study. Right? It's only the people with either the photographic memory or who spend just thousands upon thousands upon thousands of hours based on Medrash who have the Torah on their fingertips. But everybody else really needs to. I mean, they also need to plug away. But those who really plug away, that depending on the effort, will achieve the results of Nituim. That it's really on our fingertips. Chavetz Hashem be'esek haTorah, Chuka Chakak. And that's Chakak means to like ingrain, right? Inscribed,
permanently,
right, exactly,
like in a rock, yeah.
Emboss, engraved. Emboss means when it sticks out, engraved is when it's in. Okay, so anyway, but that's the idea. So the words are related. B'tim sesh amru in Kohelet Rabbah ki l'tam shilmod adam Torah b'cheshek tamid gazra chachmaso yisparach sheyeh adam lomed v'shochech. He says because God wanted a person to learn all the time, so God made human beings that they'll learn and they'll forget. Okay, and if you forget, that means that you have to go back. And when you come across it again, maybe it'll trigger memory. But that every time you come across it, it should be like something which is new. Okay, I mean, it doesn't mean that we should forget everything. We're always going to carry something, but that chidush idea is something which is ingrained in the human psyche and in the way a human being is, and that's fine. That's actually that's the way it's supposed to be. Okay, v'tam omro chukosai loshan rabba. So the word chukosai is a strange kind of language, because chukos is plural,
right?
Like you could
my chukim when he's saying this, right? That's mine. The chukos could also be his.
Right, but it could also be like chukai, as chukai. I'm not sure. Anyway, but let's see what he says, because he gives a few different answers. Because Yirmoz lebeis toros. So what are the chukos? He says that there are two toros. Torah Shel Chesav, Torah Shel Alpeh, and that's hinted to just in this word alone. Umesaras Hateva Lashon Yachid She'ein Vav Bein Kuf L'Tav. So he says, like, you know, it's odd when you look at the way it's written. So it's funny because if you look at the top of the page, the way that my computer program has it, it spells B'chukosai Beis Ches Kuf Vav Sof Yud. But in the Torah, that Vav does not appear. It's Chukosai, without a Vav. So the Vav would indicate that it's actually a real plural word. But the fact that it's not shows you that it's all one and done. In other words, it's all part and parcel of the whole thing. Lamar ki Torah Shel Peh, he klula b'Torah Shel Chesav. V'sham b'nyana. Right? It's like it's all incorporated. We call it two Torahs, but it's really one, you know, big adol, one Torah. Pasuk in Yehoshua, which talks about you should just be delving in a day and night. And the idea of chukos, so again, it's a cross between being plural while not being plural. So the idea of having yagisa bo yom v'layla, day and night, right? It doesn't say layla v'yom. Layla v'yom would imply that nighttime, then you go to sleep, and then daytime. So the fact that it says yom v'layla indicates that these two times for kviyas itim of designating time for Torah, they're in the same day. So it's two, it's plural, but it's in one day. It's one. So you have that mix between, or a balance, I should say, between chukos being a plural word at the same time because there isn't a vav in it, being one entity. Okay? So right, I told you it's a bunch of beautiful vorts that you can take home. Okay, he doesn't put a base, but the od yirtze is number two. Od yirtze ki tzarach adam b'kiyum mitzvus haTorah beis dvarim, that when a person is going to be fulfilling the mitzvus of the Torah, a person needs to fulfill two things. Ha'echad l'lamod le'atzma, one is to learn from self. Habeis l'lamed la'achirim. The other goal is to be able to teach to others, as the pasuk says, "Umaratem osam es b'nechem." Right, daber bam shetachavese. Right, v'shinatam levenat. Right, the idea that we know this. It's the second paragraph of Shema, to learn it in order to teach it, etc., and to review. Zemar chukosai lashon rabim l'lamod l'lamed. Again, he's going back on that idea that chukosai is on the one hand plural to learn and to be able to teach. L'shmor v'lasos kamar v'yes mitzvosai tishmur v'asisem osam. So it's all part and parcel of what this is all about, in terms of learning and being able to teach. V'tam omro loshan halicha. Remember, the language of the pasuk is in b'chokosai telechu. What does it mean? Telechu? L'mar shetzarech la'asok b'torah filu b'halicha so. To teach you that you need to be involved in Torah, even when you're traveling, al derech omro v'lech l'chavaderech. V'avasai yishget tamid. When you're traveling on the road, the love of the Torah should get a person involved all the time. Okay, so we've seen two vorts so far. We continue. Just Rabbi, what the Aruch Chaim does, I mentioned at the very outset, is that on the words in B'chukosai Teilechu, he gives 42 vorts. Okay, the Aruch Chaim. So, you know, good luck. I have a sefer at home that has 101 vorts on Kishem Shenichnas Labris, Ken Yikanis the Torah L'chubal Masim Tovah. Okay, 101 vorts on that. You know, it's like that book that has 101 answers for Hanukkah, right? You know, I've never seen the book, but I've heard of it.
I keep the anyway, quoted.
Yeah, yeah. Anyway, okay. So we're getting through about 10 of them tonight. So we've done two so far. Oh, so we're up to Gimel in the middle of page one. Odir Tzal Pima Maram Zal. So this is from the Zohar. Ki Torah Yesh Ba Dalad Rachim. There are four different. I don't want to say levels, but paths of understanding. Right, this is the Pardes, Pshat, Remez, Drush, and Sod. Right, simple hint, you know, expounding and the secret. When we elu nifredu ayin panim, right, that's the concept of shivim panim l'Torah. Mechol ofan l'kamo arachinu shvilim misivos. There are so many different paths and roads and different directions in which things can be taken. V'umar shamar chukosai l'shan rabim. Chukos is plural. Right? Why? Because telchu perish b'chol orchin u'shvilin yelechman, that you can actually travel down any one of these chukos. These chukos meaning these different pathways of understanding. So on the one hand, you have 70 pathways, but maybe the 70, the shivim panim, can be each approached in pshat, right? So maybe shivim panim in pshat, shivim panim in remez, shivim panim in drush, shivim panim in sod. Right? I mean, the Aruch Chaim, in giving us 42 words on b'chukosai telechu, maybe he's showing like, hey guys, this is a good way that you can start just on these three words alone. Okay, Dalit. Odir tsebe omro telech al derech omro mechol durachecho de'ehu. Right, pasuk in Mishlei, in all ways that you're going to travel, or again, travel, I'll use the word loosely, you should get to know God. And that's what maybe Telech was referencing. That Telech, right, a halicha, a walking, goes on, where do you do your halicha? On a derech. So, b'chol derechecha, there are many paths that a person can come to God and to understand the chukim, or the chukos. And that is, maybe that's what's being hinted. Because Ram Paragim, Mechasode Torah, in Hechos Deyes, Zelashano. So now he quotes the Rambam in Hechos Zeri Torah, who says that Yasim Alibo Kadesh Yagufo Shalem Mechazak Kadesh Tia etc. Lodas Es Hashem, that a person should be putting Torah on one's heart, so that the person's body and everything else should be Shalem, complete in the goal of trying to know God. Right, it's impossible to understand and to look at the chachma and the wisdom and design of the world and universe without having a concept, at least, of the grandiose and the mala aretz kvodo, right, the fact that God fills the world. So nimtze hamahalik b'derech zeh kol yomav oved Hashem. I've gotten, right, somebody who does see God and everything that he does, you know, will just by default will become a servant of God. Etc. Says the Bechukosai means like all the ways that you live your life, right? In walking, in Torah, in eating, in drinking, in speaking. Anything that comes from nature, anything that you need to do, if you do it as a channel or an offshoot of avodas Hashem, that's what it means. B'chukosai teilechu, you're going in just the ways of how the world functions, right? What we might call Mother Nature or the natural order of the world, that's part of God's chukos. Okay, so to channel each of those things into the avodas Hashem and realize that even in eating and drinking and anything that we do, it's meant to fuel our bodies such that we can serve God better.
Isn't that the goal? Observing the world and
finding Hashem? Amen. Yes. Rabbi, you're going to say something?
Yeah, I was just thinking that im can also be not if, but when.
Okay, fair enough. I don't think that in any of the things that I gave you, he goes that route. He's just talking about the phrase, you know, more in general, and it's total, like, what message can we take from it? So I didn't look at all of them, because I mean I skimmed them, but it's absolutely certainly an approach that the word im can mean when.
A lot of this, he's actually talking about not if, but
to right, when, yeah,
when you
right, for sure,
tell the when you loan, right?
Okay. Let's move on. Number hey, Odis Bar al Derech Omram, Sharashus Nasuna Lom de Torah Lefaresh, Bab, Drosh Bab, Kam Orchon, Shulan, Vitalmid Vasig, Chadesh, Bidrasha Sixuvim, Kashir Chal Kasuv, She es Kechol Asher Tasig Yado B'Torah. So, you know, it's a similar kind of idea that we saw before, but now he's talking about how anybody who studies Torah can go off in different directions in trying to find the different orchinu shvilin, right, pathways, and I wish I had a greater vocabulary for pathways. Orchinu shvilin, right? Okay, anyway, Vayitzav Hashem kan beomro im b'chukosai shiha Torah, right? If you're going to go in the chukos, which is the Torah, telechu bepardesa, in its, right, orchard, tanai v'davar, that it is a condition. What is tanai? That it means if, okay? Okay, so maybe it does. Okay, if you ask mitzvosai, etc. Perish shelo yeh megal upon haTorah shelo kalacha. And that's a line which we've seen regarding Nadav and Avihu. That's one of the explanations considered given for what they were. Well, and I'm sorry, not megal upon shelo kalacha. That they were. That's the wrong thing. They were more hora'a b'fnei rabba, more halacha b'fnei rabba. That's something else. Migala panim haTorah shelo kalacha means to derive things that you're getting out of Torah, which are not halacha.
Isn't Megala to reveal?
Yeah. Shelo l'taheres hatame. Okay, that you should not, for example, take things which are tame and turn them into tahor. Vasisem osam shelo l'tame es tahor. Not to do it the other way. Right. That you have to do things correctly and make sure to not mess up, right? Shalol tamei satahor, don't be too mekil, but don't be too machmir. And that's why somebody who's going to issue psak, right, really needs to know, understand that whatever the sugya is, and understand the repercussions and the right. I mean, some things are certainly more severe in their repercussions, and some things I would say are far less severe. I mean, certainly when you have this happens all the time. We learn Shulchan Aruch and Mishnah Berurah all the time in shul. And we see often enough that the Shulchan Aruch will bring two or three opinions about something. The Rama, will disagree with the Shulchan Aruch. Okay, is either one of them wrong? No, I mean some things are just based on precedent or minog or where they were living, but it's not a question of wrong. So those kinds of things you have, technically speaking, you have options. Whereas making something which is tahor, tameh, or vice versa, that is
That's when there's options, that's correct.
I love this one. He says that an Ama Aretz, it's forbidden from an Ama Aretz to follow a way of chasidus that puts on chumras, right? Stringencies, gedarim, kamine chasidim. Right? Don't be overly pious. And by the way, I've seen this. I mean, thank God to not such negative repercussions, although sometimes, yes. You have people, for example, who are, and I don't like using labels, but just to give you their background, people who identify as Bali Tshuva, people who identify as Gerim, even though they're all Jews, and even though they're all, trying, like everybody, trying their best to be as observant as possible. And somewhere along the road, somebody told them a chumrah, which is above and beyond anything they need to be doing. I mean, anybody who goes, who takes that life step, where they say, okay, I'm non-observant, and now I'm going to be an observant Jew, must, in my opinion, go with baby steps. You want to take things on more?
They mistake a minhag for a lacha
derech. Okay, right. So there are a lot of things like that, but I'll tell you why I say this. Again, this is just from experience. I have seen people who went from nothing to super from, but I can't read Hebrew, right? Wearing a black hat, wearing a kapot. Again, and these are all trimmings. They're meaningless. Okay. When they don't know halacha, and I'm not knocking, it's just that's not their background, and then when something falls apart in their life, again I'm these are anecdotes, okay, but like true anecdotes, then everything gets dropped, okay. No, that's not the case for everybody, of course. I'm just only giving testimony from things which I've seen. But if you don't,
it can happen.
If a person doesn't have the understanding of why, and then they just jump, so far without building the bricks. Got to build the bricks.
You need a foundation.
Right. You need a foundation.
Where does he get this though? How does he interpret this parish based on that? Where does he come up with?
Let's keep reading. Let's see what he says. Ki lefamim yase chumra b'davar shehu adarava avarian. The guy takes on a chumra, which makes him actually going against halacha. He gives an example of a guy who wants to have marital relations, right, on the days when it's forbidden. Right? He says it's a mitzvah, right? The rabbi told me it's a mitzvah to have marital relations, and so I'm going to do it on Yom Kippur as well. Like I'm a machmir. We saw this. Zet sivu chazal shein lamaretz l'snaheg b'midas chasidus. He says, that's an extreme. Like it's almost funny in one direction. But what if the guy says, no, it's usher on Yom Kippur, so now it's also usher on this day. It's also usher on this day. It's also usher on this day. Right? That's it. Chumra in the other direction. You got to do it right. Us, right, if you are understanding going the ways of the chukos, us, v'yas mitzvah sayt tishmeru, then you'll keep the mitzvahs properly. Perish tasu lachem mishmeres, kedei l'kaimam gedar mishmeres, v'lo zul azeh, that you'll put in the right type of gedar, the right type of fences, and the right type of ways of observance, but not, like, don't do it the other way. Okay, so I think that's where he gets it.
Okay, because that flows into the mitzvahs.
Okay, yes. Yeah.
Have a goal, makom Torah. Tzarech l'chaseis raglav mimakom l'makom l'lma Torah. That a person needs to basically, right, go, that's a mission of us from last week. It says exile, so to speak. Exile oneself to a place of Torah. And a person needs to literally go on the road. Go on the road to find a place to learn. Tzeil l'ma d'Ibrahim z'av gemara. Kichulon ha'yugolim l'lmot. That everybody went out to go find a place to learn. V'yesh ha'yugol ha'olech rather shisha chadashim v'chozer. And there were those who would even travel for 6 months to find a place to study, even one day. Whom wrote in Chukosai? She asek haTorah. Tzrichim shetelchu b'mkomchem acharel. Right. Well, again, we've seen how Chukos, the idea of Teilech b'Chukos means to be involved in Torah. That if in order for a person to do that, the person needs to literally get up and go from one place. Gam shetehiyu pnuyim. Ein nachon l'mod v'beiso. He says, you can't learn when you're in your house. Why? Right, this, can you do the dishes? Can you do this? Can you do this? Again, and it's not that a person wants to shirk one's responsibility, but there needs to be a limit, because if Torah is something which is going to be a value, and it's going to be a value in the household. Now, I heard after Rav Avadya Yosef passed away, I heard a number of eulogies for him. Some of them are on YU Torah, and I think that's where I probably heard this one. And it was given by somebody who was a grandson in law. I think he's married to Rav Avadya's granddaughter. Okay, so or maybe somebody asked Rav Avadya's son. I don't remember where I got this story, but somebody asked him, "How involved was your father, meaning Rav Avadya, in the child rearing?" Answer: My father did nothing. My father just sat and learned Torah all day. And that's it. He was not there. Now, I not everybody's Rav Avadya Yosef, and obviously he needed, you know, he had a certain mind and he needed a way, and I think that he was already a big gadol b'Torah when he met his wife and got married, and she knew what she was getting into. I'm not going to start assuming, but that's what I heard that his son said when asked, how involved was your father in raising the children? And the answer was,
he was the example.
Okay, fine, but yeah. He didn't change diapers. He didn't give baths. He didn't, you know, that was not, you know, that's what I'm saying. Okay, it's a level. You know, there's a level.
I'm not going to quote this one at home.
Okay, sure, don't. Okay. L'chein ya'azav ishes aviv yasibo v'yisavim kamo lelecha sakura. He says that's why. So he gives the example of leaving one's father and mother. Although the pasuk says "Yazav Ishes Aviv Esimo VeDavak VeYishto," I don't recall that being the pasuk. Yazav Ishes Aviv Esimo VeYisav Kamal Lachasach. Right. Okay. Right.
Exactly.
All right. So I guess Yazav
Torah. Maybe he writes Torah.
Okay. Right. Right. Oh, no. Okay. Anyway. Oh, Yisbar Al Derech Amram. So now I didn't take away the numerology, so we're skipping. So it's Yud Gimel. I wanted to bring some that I thought would stand out. The Mishnah in Peyas HaSeil Dvarim, Talmud Torah Kenegi Kulam V'Omro, Im Chukosai Teilech Ushu Esek HaTorah, right, if you're involved in Torah, Ma'ani Aleichem Damkein Sheshemartem Mitzvosai V'Asisem Osam. Okay, so if you're studying the Torah, then it's as if you're giving the mitzvahs. Od Yirtzeh, right, it's good, that's a good quickie, good quick word. Od Yirtzeh Al Derech Amram, Sanhedrin, Gemara Sanhedrin says, Shemar Kosh Baruch Hu Yiravam, Chazor Bach, V'Ani Atab U'Ben Yishayim Tayyal B'Gan Eden. Gemara in Sanhedrin says, Yerav Menavat, if you do tshuva, then you, me, and Ben Yishai, in other words, King David, will take a stroll together.
Isn't the one who said who's first?
In Gan Eden.
Is that the one? Is that the famous story?
It's a Gemara in Sanhedrin.
Yeah.
That's right, yeah. V'amra makubalim, kitil zeh, huadragas sha'ashua, she'en lama imalamen. Right? What do we say? Lulei torascha sha'ashuai. So there's a level of Torah, basking in Torah, I guess, that there's nothing higher than that. And that's what God was saying to Yeravam ben Nevat, that if you will do tshuva, you'll achieve the highest level. Ashrei eno shizkelo. V'yomer Adam, v'mei zeka yulid isha la'adrog hazo, and a person will say, how does a person born of, a mortal, born of woman, achieve such a level? Zeba ma'amar kan v'amar im b'chukosai. Well, the answer is right here. Right, that form of halicha, chukosai, something which, I mean, it's just so difficult for humans to grasp, If a person is so involved in Torah, then a person can walk in those lofty places. Chaf, Odir Tse, Al Derech Umram, Yalkut Tehillim, Ki Kishbar Hashem Adam. You'll see. Ki Kishbar Hashem Adam Rishon Ba'olam Hazeh, Lo Bara L'Sheves Ba'olam Hazeh, L'Olam Yad, Kishalo Yechata. When God created Adam Rishon in this world, He didn't create him to sit in Olam Hazeh forever until he sinned. Shimkein Adarabba Yiridahu Lo V'Shiflus. He says, if that's the case, if God is essentially waiting for Adam to sin, that would be what we would call the fall of man, and that would be very, you know, very humbling. I skip a little bit. Okay, he says. So you have to read the whole thing, but I needed to cut out for the time. But the point that he makes, and he explains a little bit about what Adam's flesh was made of and how his flesh became softer and whatever, and he brings an example of Eliyahu HaNavi, for example. But he says that if a person is so involved in Torah and is so connected, then lo yargish b'mavas. When death comes, he won't feel it.
The separation
from
Eibishter. Right, pray the separation?
No, pray there from this world.
From this world?
Yeah.
They don't feel it.
They don't feel it. Okay? I can't tell you from experience, but this is what he's saying. That's what in Chukos. If you go in my Chukos, we're going to be so connected. Again, the example that he gives is Eliyahu Navi. When we talk about Eliyahu Navi going up to the Shemayim, right, in a chariot of fire, what on earth does that mean? What does that mean? Well, it means that he didn't feel anything. It means that
his neshama became so fiery on this earth that...
I mean, listen, the only thing I can bring as an example, you know, because I'm not such a chacham, is like when a Jedi dies, kavyachol, right? Not in battle, but when he, like, you know, the way Yoda dies, and the way Obi-Wan Kenobi dies, and the way Luke Skywalker dies. Okay? So what do? They're having some intense moment, and then they're ne'elam. They just disappear. And then they live for eternity. I mean, that's what they
do. But then they also burn heroes at the end, in the crypt of
the... That's a good... It's a kashan amaisesh. Okay, anyway. Odir Tse, Lamed.
I'm not a maven.
Okay, Odir Tse, M'chukos Sayal, Derech Amram, Im Ein Kemach, Ein Torah, Pir Ashtu, Bim Kamo, Shiritzelamar, Ein Kemach, Im Ator Ro'eh, Shatzar Hashem, Hashemayim, Ve'ein Kemach, right? He says, look at it backwards. Right? The reason why there's no kemach is because there was no Torah. And that's what this is all about. Then you'll have rain. And if you have rain, what are you going to have?
Crops.
And you'll have grain. And you'll have flour. But if you don't, then you won't. And therefore you won't have. Okay. So that's, all right. So that's Lamed. That's number Lamed. I gave you Membeis just to show you that's the last... number in the items that he gives. 42 words. Okay, so now we're up to Pasuk Tes Zayin. Okay, so as I told you before, the next few are rather quick, and then we'll get to some of the stuff which brings us to the very end of the Tochacha here. Okay, so Pasuk Tes Zayin follows in the Pasuk of Im B'chukosai Timasu. Right, if you see Pasuk Tes Vav, it's Im B'chukosai Timasu. Right, if you consider my decrees loathsome, if you're being rejects my ordinances so as not to perform all my commandments, that you annul my covenant, then I'm going to do the same to you. I'm going to assign upon you panic, swelling lesions, burning fever, etc. Right, you reject me, I reject you. That's and a story. And of course the Tochacha is pretty intense in terms of how deep and how far the exile and the punishment, not necessarily in that order, will come. So the first thing that the Orach Chaim comments on is this idea of Af Ani, as says Oslachem, Af Ani, Perish Gam Midas HaRachmim, Taskim Al HaKlelos Midas HaDin. Okay, now, if you go back with the Ksav HaKabbalah, remember, what's Ani? Ani is as God's name. What's Af? Af doesn't mean even. Af means
anger.
Af Ani, anger of God. Right, as is Oslachem. Okay, so it's also Midas HaRachmim.
that will come back. It's not just midas hadin. So what does that mean? It means that certain element of punishment is mercy. That's a fascinating thought. I've made that argument in the context. It's not my argument. I've seen commentaries who address this, like in the context, for example, of Moshe Rabbeinu coming down from Har Sinai, where he says to everybody, put on the swords. So you have to kill your brother, your neighbor, but it could really mean like your beloved, right? And krovo, those closest to you or your relatives. Well, who's doing the killings? Your friends and neighbors, and your relatives. So what's the point? That they're not killing out of achzarius, out of cruelty. They're doing it out of mercy. That's the vort. Because who else, right? They're saying, look, I hate. Would you rather that some guy who hates your guts has to kill you, or would you rather that it's somebody who's doing it as an act of, you know, I mean, in sadness, but it's love. It's love, right? I mean, think about people like Masada, for example. Who do they want to kill their loved one? Some schnook on the other side of the cave, or the loved one, right? It's mercy. You know, it's very difficult. I mean, capital punishment. I think I have a commentary once that I wrote about Rabbeinu Bechaye. I think it's Rabbeinu Bechaye who talks about how capital punishment is mercy. Mercy. Mercy for whom? Well, not for the person who's being killed, of course, but for everybody else, because this person's a murderer. You know, again, for that kind of situation.
How is that mercy?
It's merciful to everybody else that this murderer is no longer able to kill anybody.
Yeah. Or is it justice? Mercy?
That's what I said before.
I'm telling you, that's Rabbeinu Bechaye. I'm telling you, that's what he says. Okay? You can... If you Google my name and capital punishment is mercy, you'll see I wrote an article about it once. Okay. Pasuk Yechaz. V'im ad eila lo sishmu li b'yosafti li yasra eschem sheva al chatosechem. So the Hashem continues and says, and if even further you don't continue to listen to me, then I'm going to further punish you sevenfold for your sins. Lo sishmu li.
Why is seven? You have a whole thing.
Tala adar b'shmiya shi atora, ki animna shi achzur b'tshuva, zulas aydei atora. Okay, he, what does he say again? What does the pasuk say? Im ad eile lo sishmu uli. What does it mean to not listen to me? That you're basically, like, how do people listen to God?
Through
the Torah. So he says it's applied to shmiya. What's the cardinal principle of Judaism? Shema Yisrael, right? So he does a ki animna. What's he basically saying? What's the upshot? That they should be being chozer b'tshuva through, you know, at the very least, aydei Torah. Sheva al chatosechem. So now he's going to explain why seven. Perish l'shir chatasam, shem sheva mida keneged mida. Okay, seven. I put it in bold because I wanted you to see the seven. Okay, Elohim zayin averos. And it's not the seven cardinal sins. Right? What is it? Lo shamu. They didn't listen. Lo asu, they didn't do. Chukosai moasu, they denigrated the chukim. Mishpatei Hashem goalu, they mocked the God's mishpatim. Monim acherim bilti asos, they prevented others from doing. That's number five. Vav heferu bris v'achar shiyisram Hashem bilti asos. Vav heferu bris. So they denigrated the covenant, and even after God punished them for not doing, they did it anyway. Right? They continued. And after God punished them, they still didn't listen to him. Then they closed off the gateway to tshuva. They said, "We're not even interested in that." Okay, seven sins. So that's the reason for sevenfold. Beinonim Tula, right? Remember, there are three books which are open.
Tzadik,
Rasha, and Beinoni, right? And the Tzadik gets a free pass. Rasha, right? And the Beinonim are Tuluyim. Ad Yom HaKippurim, right? The middle people, they are in limbo until Yom Kippur comes around. Perish L'tzad, Shetal Hashem Lios, Lahem Lather, that God is hanging them in limbo so that they have a chance to lasos tshuva. V'lo asru, then hukram ishkalam kirshayim. If they have a chance to tshuva, but if they don't do it, then their balance turns to say that they are rishayim. Okay, so you know, we're, I know it's a lot, but this is it's a very intense parsha. I mean, every time I do this, I make a booklet first. I make a booklet that fills the margin this way. It starts with 28 pages. And I would say half of it was Pasuk Gimel in Bechukosai Teilechu, but that's the challenge, trying to pick out the different things that you want to do. So what I did was I just looked towards the end of the parsha, because sometimes when you're reading a good book and you can't stand the suspense, you just jump to the end, like you got to know what happened, like what happens at the end. So that's what I did. And I found just important stuff and important lessons. So we'll try to get through as much of this as we can in the 17 minutes we have left. Okay, so skip to the pasuk that we have here, which is on page 714. Vani sharim bechem. I found this to be fascinating. So I'm just going to go back one pasuk lamed hey. So what does the pasuk say? All the years of the desolation, it's going to rest. Whatever did not rest during your sabbaticals when you dwelled upon her. Right there, we talked about this last week, I think, that the idea of Shemitah is being used as a reason, right, of not observing Shemitah, is being used as a reason for some of the results of the Tochacha coming true upon the people. B'hanei sharim b'chem, v'hevesi morech bilvavam b'artzos v'hevehem. The survivors among you, I'm going to bring weakness into their hearts and the lands of their foes. The sound of a rusting leaf. So, what do you think this Hanisharim Bechem means? The survivors among you.
Who's left after?
Right, whoever's left, right? So, look what he says. Fascinating. Perush Osam Sheyisharu Achar Kol Zeh Berisham Velo Chazru
B'Tshuva.
He says it's the people who are still
stubborn.
Exactly. The stubborn people who still haven't been Chazru B'Tshuva, they're still going to be in Galus, and I'm still going to get them.
Don't you see
okay.
What's happening?
Yeah, of course. Until Chumi Keri. That's a phrase which appears a bunch of times. That if you're going to, if you're just going to be a nudnik about it, right? Obstinate. K'mochein Amar v'anisharim b'chem perish b'tchuna rishona osip avila hebarai. If you guys are still, you mamish don't get it. You're the nisharim perish lo chazru achar kol zay. What's wrong with you people? Then what's going to happen? Look at the last line. Gam shetavolam kilyon achar kilyon lo tichla uma. He says, yeah, so I'm going to be dealing with those who are still the nudniks, but I'm still not going to destroy the Jewish people. Okay, so the nisharim is not the people who are left behind. It's the people who are still the nudniks, who aren't listening to God. Pasuk mem, this vaduas avonam.
Why wouldn't Hashem just wipe them off then?
Ah, we're going to get there. That's the promise. God says, I'm never going to destroy all of you. So what does he do at the end? Anisharim b'chem yimaku. So there's another pasuk of Anisharim b'chem. Avonam b'artzos avayhem. V'ap avonos avosam at itam yimaku. V'yizvadu es avonam. Es avon avosam. V'ma'alam asher ma'alubi. So again, look at the translation. Pasuk, what is it? Lamed Tes 39. Because of your iniquity, your remnant will disintegrate in the lands of your foes. And because the iniquities of their forefathers are with them as well, they will disintegrate. They will then confess your sin and the sin of their forefathers for the treachery which they betrayed me. Now, if they're gone, I, what's he talking about? Right? If they're really destroyed, so that's the that's a question on the pasuk. But the Archaim says, wait a second. If these people are going into exile because of what they have done, so why are you hammering on them the sins of their avoseichem, right? The sins of their fathers. Okay, Rishonim lo heiru einenu b'chsub. So the Archaim does something which we used to see a lot with the Kliyakar and the Aksava Kabbalah, where they would talk about how others didn't get it right. We've seen it a couple times with the Archaim, not so much.
Kliyakar all the time.
Okay. So he says, Rishonim lo yiru einenu b'ksubim. So the other Rishonim, they didn't really do this pasuk right. He kulam rechokim mishamoa. They're all,
They lost.
Okay, so he asks four questions. It's bad enough that they have their own sins. I got to throw on them their parents. God says I'm going to go out with them into exile. Hold on a second, but if they've done the confession, so what exactly is the punishment? Gimel Omro Vevesia some. He says, I'm going to bring them to this distant land. That we've already seen that. That was already mentioned in Tochacha. And finally, Dalet Omro, Oaz Yichana Safeg Zelama. What is it? When it says here, where do we see that? We saw that pasuk. It's in pasuk Memalef. Afani Elechim Abekari Vedis and some Eretz Avihem. Oaz Yichana Levavam Me'arel. The Oaz Yitzu Es Avonam.
then their unfeeling heart will be humbled, and then they will gain appeasement. Right? I mean, it sounds like, oh, then it's going to happen. Then maybe it's going to happen. So what's the doubt there? Ramban zal pirusha safiku al geula. O tavo al yedei kniya o ad shikabul onsham. That the Ramban said that the doubt is how the geula is going to come. Either it's going to come, either redemption is going to come because they humble themselves, or they're going to accept their punishment. Who perish the chok? So the Or Chaim says, I don't buy it. Who kamoke mashpirish adonai Rashi zel who dachok le'en ro'eh v'leiv maskil. So he says what Rashi says is a stretch. Okay, and you know when I say anything like that, people call me a prum bagel. But the Or Chaim can say it. So we'll do that. So what's his pshat? V'nir leparish aksu malzeh derech. Ki letzad shetaus masmidei averos tavo lahem. Me'ein to'e birosam masha lifnehem. Okay, so what does it mean?
In the context, because they make a mistake in the interpretation of the world.
It's the mistake that they have in the sins which they do. So tavo lahem me'ein to'e birosam masha lifnehem. Like it's a feeling of error, and they see in they're seeing what's before them. Hetivu avel ayin vav lamid, right? Avel hetivu, that's from the word toeva. Avel is error, right? Terrible mistakes. Shana achar shana, that they're doing the same right, repeat exactly same stuff year after year. Bedarcham tzolcha shlusam rav le'ein cheker. And he says, and basically they've just fallen into really bad habits, and they're doing stuff, and nobody's checking, right? What's a chakira? To like investigate, right? To see. Avki chatasam kavda mizel lo yivchad asos resha v'imayin kachas musar. So it comes to the point people say, we've been doing this forever. What's wrong with you? Right? If a navi came along and said, hey, Jews, fix your ways. Ah, who the heck are you, Mr. Navi? Yeah, Mr. Navi. Yeah, right. Okay, so they don't listen. This is the way they don't want. Well, we've always done it this way, and they refuse to take Musar. Higdal bichun haraos meodas amachiach miyudei haTorah. Right? What's bichun haraos? Right? The one who's showing them what they are doing. Right? Bichun is like a test. Meodas amachiach miyudei haTorah. The one who's telling them, like, this is the Torah. What the Torah is actually saying, and they are dismissive of it. But Davar's Kila Emuna Samane Israel by Onash Rasha Rishchar Tzadik. Okay, and he says this is what Davar's Kila Emunas Am Bnei Israel. That is what is the downfall of the Bnei Israel. But Onash Rasha in the punishment for wickedness versus the Schar Tzadik, the reward for the righteousness. So Chamochein, Hinei Am Bnei Israel Lo Yivi Hashem Aleihem Musar Adasher Avonos Rishonim Gavru. He says, God never brought the real Musar on them until the sins of those who started all this stuff became so strong. They were so comfortable in what they were doing, and they weren't listening to the Neviim. When God came and said, okay, I'm going to have exact retribution against your sins, they didn't believe that it was coming because of this bad stuff. And they said, what do you mean, this stuff? This is, you know, our parents did this. Our grandparents did this. We said, yeah, but like, you know, you haven't been listening the whole time when you've been told they're all wrong. He says, well, God says at the time when they're going to do tshuva, that they will come to do vidui. And what are they going to have to do vidui on? They're also going to have to do vidui. And say, right, what do we say? V'anachnu v'aboseinu chatanu. Why? Because whatever we're doing, we probably learn from them. And if they justified it, where did they get it from? It goes all the way back.
Piling up, right?
V'hu omro v'izvadu avunam. It's avon avosam. G'di lasir taos. You got to get rid of the core, where it's all coming from. Shayibo. She'ein zema'a serav ima'a shasu rishon avlo nanshu. And so that they should make it be that it's not something, you know, any more that the Rishonim did and they weren't punished for. What do they have to say? That our ancestors sinned this way. They're the ones who are Rishonim, and in our own Avonos, we're continuing in their ways. etc. Perishki machshavas tauzeh she'aun shemayu boim bekari achshavah Hashem avon shetzarach vidur elav kishar averos. Right, and that, how do you come to this realization that what you've been doing and what your ancestors have been doing has been wrong? And the answer is, got to study, got to understand, and have the wherewithal to be able to look internally and say, wait a second, we need to examine our deeds. Are we doing the right thing? Are we starting new trends which we really shouldn't be starting based on the premise? They sometimes say that not sometimes, but it's clear. It's a davar yadua. We know, for example, that the Shoah didn't just kill 6 million Jews. It destroyed a certain kind of a culture. You know, when I read stories about, like, you know, the Yeshivas Chachmei Lublin or Volozhin or Rabbi Salavitch. I remember one of my favorite stories of Rabbi Salavitch was that it was late on a Shabbos afternoon, and he walks into some Polish shtiebel, whatever it is, some shtiebel, and he says to them, "What time is Shabbos over?" And they said to him, "You want Shabbos to end? You know, look, what's wrong with you? Shabbos is an escape in time. You could just, right. It's just you and God. What do you want Shabbos to end?" So, you know, where do you find that attitude? Certainly not in this community. You know, when Shabbos ends, Marif, I mean, that's the way, but that's something which is lost. We don't, you know, I mean, there might be some communities that have that. You know, they say V'yitein Lecha, and they'll extend Shal Shudis, and the Brit Torah.
Young Israel Riverdale.
Okay, whatever.
They do the whole.
Okay, so
it takes them 25 minutes to do.
Okay, that's fine. But it's increasingly uncommon. Okay, and that's just one example of things which were lost on account of that on account of the show. Okay, all right. It's nechinami. Okay, yeah. So the next one he talks about zechus avos. Talks about the land. All right, let's turn the page. We'll do the last. We don't have time. We'll turn the page to page 4. Yeah, 55. We got 5 minutes. All right, so we'll do Mem Dalet and Mem Hey. We'll do it backwards, okay? We'll do Mem Hey first. So this way, we at least can get that one in, and then, you know, depending on how things go. Okay, so look at the second to last pasuk. This is now, the Tochacha essentially is over. God says, I will remember the covenant with the first ones. Who are the first ones? Right? Asher would say, "See, Osam Eretz Yisrael, Leinah Gayim, Leoslam Leluhim Ani Hashem." Right? The Tochacha is about the future, and God says, "I'm going to remember who you guys, right? The ones who came out, right?" And whenever you hear Zecharti Lem Bris Rishonim, we're also talking about the Bris, the covenant made with Avraham Yitzchak and Yaakov. Elah Chukim Amishudim Lata Roses Shernasan. Okay, these are the rules. Take a look at the Or Chaim. Rav Hussein Zal Amru Mizel Shanam. How do we know that the bris was forged with the shvatim? Because of what says here in this parsha. Right, that maybe this is a reference to the pasuk in Yirmiyahu that I remember for you the chesed, the kindness of your early days, that you followed me into the desert. Right, that what's God saying? I'm going to promise to you that I'm going to remember the Ava, the love that the B'nai Israel had for God at the time of this bris. Upirish miyem arishonim bal bris ve'amar osam shotzesi osam. He says that through going out of Egypt, they made an everlasting bond with God that God will always remember. Right? The concept of lechtech acharai b'amidbar, beretz lo zerua, that is a very difficult thing to do. Right? Can you imagine? Well, we can't imagine. I mean, we can try to relate, but it's very difficult to relate. But what Yirmiyahu is saying is something which God is saying, I appreciate ever so much. And that's one of the reasons that the Arachaim is jumping on to suggest why God will never get rid of the Jewish people. Because lechtecha acharai b'amidbar b'eretz lo zerua. Okay, so pasuk mem dalid afkam zos b'yosam eretz aviham l'maspim lo galtim l'chalosam l'feber sitam k'ani Hashem Elohim. That's what the pasuk said. That even when they are in the land of their enemies, I'm not going to be revolted. I'm not going to reject or literate them to annul my covenant with them, because I am Hashem. Tzarech l'das ech yutzdak afkam zos shu inyan hatava imash kadam lo b'inyan yisurim ratzaros. It doesn't really. Like, it seems to be like a justification for all the punishment and the tzaros and the difficulty. God says, yes, despite everything that you may or will, may will have done, I will not, I'm not going to utterly reject you forever. So that what God is doing is He's giving us a reasoning to anybody who's, you know, a chacham lev, trying to understand why God would exile the people from the land. Below, some lo shame ba'aretz atzma, right? Or below some lo sham ba'aretz atzma. Why not punish them in the land itself? Why do they have to have exile? Okay, mishpat teta shuram. Many orach. I'm not sure what that means. Oh, that's I don't know what that reference is. Okay.
I think part of does he talk somewhere about the idea that he doesn't want to just sit there and misbehave.
Okay. Well. Look, just skip two lines. He's going to quote the midrash in Tehillim, which says in the middle of the fourth line, "Ki Hashem ishlicha masol itzim alvanim." Right, that God put His anger against the sticks and stones in order to spare the Bnei Yisrael, as it says in Mizmor La'asaf. Some of you as Yerushalayim Liyim, that Yerushalayim became desolate. Shayim is Amer al Adever. That Asaf was talking about that idea that it's going to be something which is again on sticks and stones. Gam Yisavei Rachamav Tichbosh Midas Adin Beros Am Elyon Bnei Malachim. And also God's mercy will be enacted, and He will hold back the Midas Hadin, the attribute of judgment, when He sees this lofty nation, the sons of kings, who are humbled in the hands of their enemies. And that humility that they experience will inspire the Midas Hadin to withdraw its hand. God says, when they are in Eretz Oyvehem, I'm not interested in destroying them when they're in Eretz Oyvehem. Right? In the land, I'm really upset about the way they're conducting themselves here. If I leave them in the land, I'm going to wipe them out because they're still doing this behavior. Better yet, get them out, because if they conduct themselves in ways in which, like, for example, if they don't do Shemitah outside of the land of Israel, I don't care, so I'm not going to destroy them. That's fine, because the mitzvah is not chal there. So what, you know, essentially what we can argue is that what God is saying is, or the Archaim is explaining in the name of God, he's saying is that exile is a form of mercy. Okay? Because this way, when you are out, I want you to survive out there. I don't want you to be destroyed.
You won't get the death penalty.
Right? Whereas if you're in the land, you know, then the conditions of living in the land are not followed, then I can't have you there.
Thank you, Rabbi.
Okay. Shkoyach, everybody.
Amazing. Okay.